This is Real Talk on 91.3 FM.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to The Conversation. It is Real Talk on 91.3 FM, and we're asking the question, how do we maintain the momentum of social media trends? And this is, of course, given that hashtag Free Palestine and everything related to it is once again on full force on our social media platforms, based on the arrival in South Africa of Miss Muna Al-Kurdi, Palestinian activist and journalist, all the way from Sheikh Jarrah. Once again, everything is Free Palestine, and that is one of the atrocities in Palestine that we know is an ongoing issue, and yet the trends just seem to come and go. So we asked people, how do we maintain the momentum of social media trends? Hashtag Free Palestine and hashtag Save Our Children, which is another one that was like on full blast for a month or so, and then it also died, as if the children stopped being kidnapped, right? And some of the responses, one of Junaid's peeps said that it's difficult because the world is conditioned to give B opens tint until something newer comes up.
So I think maybe to hop on the tin. And Marzouk says, we can't, my sister, too much distractions to take us away from what is really important. And Naira Khan says, by continuing to share what's happening in Palestine, Syria, Yemen, Lebanon, etc., the atrocities against the oppressed hasn't stopped. So why has the trend?
Absolutely. 0829913913, that's the WhatsApp line. When we do come back, we have online UCT student Miss Amina Domingo. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome to The Conversation.
Alaikum salam, everyone. Shukran for having me tonight.
It is absolutely our pleasure. So first and foremost, we know that Miss Muna had been at UCT today. Tell us more about her dialogue day.
Yes, alhamdulillah, she came to UCT today. So she basically just started off, you know, with a small story about how, you know, she's become all, if I can use the word, famous now. But her activism actually started when she was about 11 years old, when settlers actually took over her house. She was not allowed in her house, and she was just telling us how her determination started the... She climbed over the wall, and she told the police and the settlers, I'm not scared of you. Mm-hmm. And it was just that kind of sparked everything for herself and her brother. So yeah, it was very interesting to hear that, you know, although she's in the light now, you know, internationally, her activism actually started a few years ago. And she just linked it back to how Palestine has been suffering since 1967. It's not something that's been recent. So she just wanted to make us aware of that. Yes.
Assalamu alaikum, Amina. You are speaking to Anika. And then I think, you know, having met Moana today, the Palestinian journalist and activist, many people speak about how humble she is, despite being made such a fuss of. You know, and how has this inspired you, and how should it inspire us, the youth? Because we do know a lot of us want to be these influencers across social media.
Yes. Wa alaikum salam, Anika. That's actually a very good question. And I think the activism she's doing isn't just for herself. She mentioned today that she's doing this, you know, for parents who have been, you know, displaced and has been living under the suppression for the past few years, and the grandparents. And she said she's doing it for her future family and for her friends' future family, so that they don't have to go through this again. She's not doing it for the fame. She's not doing it, you know, we all know she's one of the 100 most influential people of 2021. She said she's not doing it for that. Mm-hmm. She's doing it for her people. And I think it just inspires you, because nowadays a lot of people, you know, they do things, they post it on, you know, Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, for the media, so they can get, so they can be in that spotlight. But she always says her intention is super, super pure. And I think we can all take that from her. Because nowadays it's so easy to get caught up in the trend, and you lose focus of why you're actually doing things. So I think it's so inspiring, her being a young 23-year-old woman, or should I say girl, like myself. I'm 20, but you know, she's a normal girl. She has her own dreams and stuff, but I just feel so inspired by her, that she's achieved so much in such a short time, alhamdulillah.
And then, you know, I mean, why do you feel social media trends do die out as quickly as they do? And how can we avoid this? How do we keep that pump around hashtag Free Palestine and hashtag Save Our Children, as well as hashtag, you know, locally Justice for Nathaniel Julies?
Yeah, so I think as with anything, whenever there's a trigger, it always, for a few days, for a few weeks, you know, there'll be the spark around it. And as you said, it usually dies out. But I think one thing that has really helped me, you know, not just forget about it, is to try and empathize with those who are suffering. Try and put yourself in their shoes. Imagine you just come home one day and there's literally a new family in your house and they say, no, Anika, no, Tahira, you can't stay in this house. We've taken over. You and your family have been staying in that house for so long. Just imagine how you would feel. And you would need the support of others. You know, sometimes you can't tackle these issues alone. And that's why it's unfortunate. But when I came to South Africa to ask for help from all of us, and we as South Africans, you know, we should know. I feel like we are the one country who should know, going through apartheid, seeing, I know I haven't gone through it, but I'm living through the effects of it, you know, when our grandparents talk about it. So I think you just need to, you need to empathize with them, because that's the only way. And you need to hold both yourself and your friends accountable. You need to keep on having these conversations. Like my friends and I, we boycotting a few companies. And then when we're in the supermarket, we send pictures to one another and we say, you know, we're not buying this today. We need to do something about it. So it's just these small conversations that it needs to keep going. And I think that's how you maintain the momentum, and by empathizing with those who are under oppression.
Okay, that's awesome. You actually touched really briefly on my last question to you in terms of what role us as the youth play in the Palestinian struggle and other struggles like it.
Yes, so as a youth, I've actually found this quite difficult, because I think, you know, what can I actually do? I can't go to Palestine and I can't go fight. I can't go fight the Zionists. But then you think about the simple things. You think about boycotting certain products in the supermarket. You think about, Muna actually emphasized the main thing you can do is just boycott anything that is of benefit to the Israeli occupation. Because she told us, in every single speech she said, I've noticed, she says, for every rand that you spend on products that sponsor Israel, you are sponsoring a bullet that killed an innocent child. So it gets me every time. I think I've heard her say it about 3 times, and it just gets me every single time. So I think it's very, I wouldn't say it's easy for us youth to play a role, but, you know, it's these small things. It's holding these demonstrations, these protests, emailing the government, emailing, you know, with the elections coming up, emailing the ward councillors, and putting pressure on them, because I know it's so difficult. We all want to go to, I know I want to go to Palestine. I want to physically be there, but I cannot. But she said, you know, boycotting and putting pressure on the government is so, so important, because Israel is sponsored internationally and we form part of that international community. And if we can put a stop to that, that will put so much pressure on them.
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Unfortunately, we have run out of time, but UCT student Ms. Amna Domingo, Jazakallah Khair for a very insightful conversation, and all the best for you, inshallah.
Shukran so much for having me, and enjoy the night further.
Shukran, you too. And with that, let's head out for a quick break, inshallah, and when we return, it is time for trivia.
The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM Stereo.